Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thanks for tuning in to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a privilege and an honor to come to you on today. I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. God is good and worthy to be praised. And if you've been listening, you know that we are in the middle of, actually today is the last day of the Christian Women of Power Week. And I'm excited and honored to have a guest with me on today. Today I will be interviewing LaTara Hamying. LaTara, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rebecca. How are you today?
I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. How are you?
The same.
Good. It's so great to have you with me on today. I want to thank you for taking time out of what I know is a busy schedule to be with us on today.
Well, it's a blessing to be here, and actually I am enjoying the California sun.
Oh, that's right. You're in California.
Yeah, I'm on a little mini vacation right now, so I'm not too busy.
Well, that was great. That was
been a long time.
And I believe you shared with me that you would be there for about a month.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
Well, that was great. I wish I could change places with you. I'm praying to go to California one day.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. I grew up here. It's a beautiful place.
Oh, awesome. Well, what we want to do is just get started. There are a lot of things that I want to talk to you about today, LaTara. So let's start as we normally do. I normally open in prayer. So I'm going to open in prayer, and then we're going to dive right in and open up the phone board so people can call in if they have any questions for you. Let us pray.
Okay.
Let us pray. Yes. Amen. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. And we just seek your presence on today. We are seeking your face and all that we do for all that we are and everything that we aspire to be, Lord. We just want your blessing on our lives. And we know, Lord, that if we stay rooted in your word, that you will be all that we need you to be in our lives as you create and develop and mold and shape us to be what you have for us to be. I thank you for this Power in the Word program. I thank you for my guest, LaTara Hamying. And Father God, I just ask that you will word our mouths and let us say what you need us to say today so that the listeners will be edified. And so that, Father God, at the end of this program, we can say that we have made a difference in the life of somebody. And minister to us too as well, Father God, because we know that we have not yet arrived and we are just striving and pressing forward for the prize. So we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, and praise God. LaTara, welcome. Welcome. You know what? We already have a call. I love it when that happens.
Amen.
I love it when people call in early in the show. That means that there is somebody interested in what you have to say. LaTara, I want to talk to you about what you do. LaTara Hamying is the founder. She's the co-founder of Sister to Sister for Christ, and that is a ministry that she does with her partner, Shelley. And what they do is they bridge. They're working on allowing the Lord to work through them to bridge the cultural gap. As you know, LaTara's name is Hamying. I don't know if you saw her picture. If you saw the promotion that I sent out, you will know that LaTara is an African-American sister of great beauty, great poise, and great power. And LaTara, I guess I'll let you share with us how you got the name Hamying.
Okay. Well, actually, my husband's last name is Hamying. And he is half Chinese and half African-American.
Praise God.
So that's how I got that name.
Praise the Lord.
So we're like a mixture.
He's a mixture. And God has called her to bridge the cultural gap with sisters, with women of God, because there's still too much separation. Another thing that LaTara does is she has a radio station, Total Woman Talk Radio, where Latara ministers through the spoken word over the radio waves, over the internet radio waves to the total woman, mind, body, and spirit. Latara also is the co-owner with her husband of Vegan Family Living. So this woman, Latara, when I read your resume, I said, you know, this is another sister who's on the move for God.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You
know, I thought I was busy. How do you keep up with everything?
You know, I am blessed. I have a 14-year-old son who is a godsend. His name is Alexander, and I gave him the right name because it means helper of mankind.
Amen. Amen.
So he does his best to help me with the 3-year-old and around the house, and, you know, he helps his father. I mean, he does over and above what a kid should do and what is expected of him as far as his responsibilities in the household.
Yes.
Oftentimes I have to remind him, remember, you're the child, I'm the parent.
Wow, wow.
But and just learning how to balance it,
yes,
and seeing where God really has you, because what God gives you, it's not going to be difficult to maintain if you don't have too much on your plate. We give ourselves too much to do. God doesn't.
That's right. I agree. And I believe you just moved a couple of things off of your plate to make room for the new thing,
yes,
that the Lord was doing.
Yes, I did. I moved a couple of things off. I was working very closely with the publisher of Hope Woman Magazine, and I still work with her just as an advisor and her prayer partner and things like that. But I realized it was taking too much time for my family, and I was back on a stress level where I was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I had to pull back from that and a couple of other things. I have this habit, Rebecca, of trying to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when people say, I need, you know, I go, well, it must be for me to help. And so I try to reach out and do it,
mm-hmm,
but to my own detriment.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
And so last year God showed me, and it took for me to get anxiety disorder to realize, I can't do everything.
Amen. So is that a sign? Is that a sign when you feel yourself hitting that wall and getting stressed out? Is that a sign that you're stretched out too much?
Yes. Yeah, I was so stretched out that I couldn't think straight. And the reason why I was so stressed out is because I was running from myself at the
okay.
time. So I felt I could help everybody. And if the more I helped people, the more it took me away from my issues, you know, and my problems that I had. And God said, no more. You need to deal with this stuff.
Amen.
And it was awesome. I have an awesome husband because he's the one who told me God is trying to tell you something and you're not seeing it.
Your husband, the man of God that mm-hmm. God has in your life for this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was praying over me when I couldn't pray for myself.
Praise the Lord. Praise
you
the
know,
Lord.
You know, oftentimes as Christians, we may think that what we're doing is right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it does say, you know, there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death. And it's not always an evil thing. Sometimes you can do so much that you kill yourself doing good.
Talk about it. That is the truth.
So I really had to realize and recognize I got to pull some of this stuff off of my plate. This is too much for me to do. Even with Sister to Sister for Christ, Shelley and I were just talking about it yesterday or day before yesterday. The way that I'm going now, it's beginning to diminish because it has served its purpose.
Amen.
Of transitioning women into, you know, I believe that everybody is called to greatness because Christ said it. Greater things than these shall ye do.
Amen.
Therefore, it was a catalyst. It was a portal. I mean, I met you through it. I met so many women. And then you met women through the things that we've done. And it
yes.
has been awesome to see the connection that God has made, and it doesn't make a difference what color the person was.
Amen.
And that was God's whole purpose.
And that's what Sister to Sister for Christ is. We didn't go into detail, but that is a ministry where sisters of all nationalities, all races, can come together and serve the Lord. And you're right, Latara, it has served this purpose because I'm seeing a lot of the mending or the bridging, so to speak, of the cultural divide.
Yes.
And I believe that God used you and Shelley in a mighty way to be able to bring a lot of us together.
Yes.
so that we can work for the Lord.
I definitely believe it. I know it because I see it. I have seen women who, when they first came and joined the ministry or just would come to different events or would email me, they had no hope. They did not know what to do, where to go. And the women that they connected with were not women normally of their color or their background. Totally different women.
Yes.
And they were able to see, you know, gosh, I believe just like she does, or man, you know, she has the same issues I do. You know, her husband crazy, too, or her child go off the wall, too, you know. And,
that's right, because these issues are universal. They don't have any particular race or color or creed.
No, they're not. You know, I often tell people it may be the issues are all the same. There may be a specific uniqueness because of your culture and your background, but the issues are all the same.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
It's all the same. And it has been a blessing. It's really been a blessing, and I'm looking forward to what God is doing in 2007 with Total Woman Talk Radio, Vegan Family Living, and Synergized Woman. I'm just watching him move, and it's like, wow.
And he is moving Synergized Woman. Synergized Woman is something else that I didn't talk about, and I want to talk about that in a minute, but there was something that you said a few minutes ago that really caught my attention, and I want to bring that out because, you know, part of what I do here at Power in the Word is to make sure that we're being empowered every single time we come together in this venue and that the listeners are empowered. And you said something that I've been guilty of, and I am certain that many of our listeners are guilty of. You talked about running, not running from your call, not running from God, but you talked about running from yourself. And I want you to expound on that a little bit, Latara.
On the running part?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to do everything?
Running from yourself, you said.
Yeah, you know, so many times here's what we do. We get an issue, and it's like the rug. You know, you sweep the dirt under the rug. You keep sweeping it, and you keep sweeping it, thinking you can ignore the pile that's gathering under that rug.
Yes.
And what happens oftentimes is you're running away from the ugliness, because that's what dirt is. It's ugly.
It
causes allergies. It stinks sometimes.
Mm.
It does things to you that if you're not careful, can make you very sick, you know. And when we run, we try to run from something, and yet it's going to keep following you. And that pile, it gets higher and higher, and eventually you trip over it and fall, and it goes poof everywhere. And you're dirty again, you know. Mm. And I sat and I watched God. I was going through a depression, a very severe depression, didn't realize I was going through that severe of a depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched God work in my life and tell me it's time to stop running. And I've always been a transparent person, but I wasn't, how can I say this? I guess my faith, the three-year-old you hear in the background,
that's okay. We all have children, and that's the benefit of being a businesswoman when you can work at home. What a blessing.
It's a blessing. It is a blessing. And I had to realize I was transparent, but I wasn't being transparent, obedient, faithful, and honest.
Mm.
And that was it made such a difference. And I have to thank God, you know, for my husband. I mean, I don't have a perfect husband. He does things that really tick me off. But I have a husband who prays.
Praise God.
And he saw the ugliness in me. And when he would bring it up, I would lash out at him. And he's like, you cannot keep following God this way and say you love him and be so ugly and have such a nasty attitude.
Mm.
It's just not going to work. It's not going to work for this marriage. It's not going to work for this family. And sure enough, it's not going to work if you say you're doing the work of the Lord. It does not work like that.
Praise the Lord
and
for your husband.
So I had to really get to a point to where I had to really see some stuff about myself, stuff that I had done in the past, and I may not be doing it now, but I did not deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that people are hurt, you know, and I just, it was too ugly going through that roller coaster. You know,
yes.
Like, oh wow, this is God. I hurt that person. I hurt this person. You know, I did this to that person. You know, I murdered this person with my mouth.
My God.
So many things that I did wrong, and I had to really learn. Even my husband and my children, I was murdering them with my attitude. I was not being, as my partner Shelley says, the thermostat of my home.
Yes.
My home was so cold.
Oh, I've been there. I know what you're talking about. Yes.
And yet I'm trying to serve God, but I'm not being obedient to what he's telling me, you know. And that should be a lesson for a lot of us, because we run from these issues and we're trying to do things for God, but God's not being glorified and you're not helping anyone.
That's right. You're bleeding
running.
All over the place, actually.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so obedience is key. You talked about being obedient.
Mm-hmm. That's key, you know.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, even if you don't feel like you want to be obedient, a child doesn't want to be obedient, you know, and yet they know that they need to. And what eventually begins to happen is when I first began with my trying to be more obedient, I told my husband, well, it makes no sense for me to be obedient if what I'm doing is, excuse the background noise. My oldest son came in gathering stuff. I tell
okay,
you.
That's Alexander.
Yes, that's Alexander.
Okay.
but it makes no sense to be obedient is what I told him. If I'm not doing it out of love, he said, well, honey, he said, when children first learn to be obedient, they don't know they're doing it out of love. You got to understand that. But
wow.
You have to be obedient. God tells you to. You have to obey his word. You have to obey his commands.
Yeah.
People in the army are obedient. That don't mean they love their commander. But
oh, that's the truth.
You both have a respect. And what eventually happens with God, I notice, is that as the more obedient you are and you follow his word, too many of us want to follow certain parts of the word.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to follow it all, and yet we expect God to pour us out blessings.
Oh, we want to be blessed, but we don't want to obey God.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, and as he told me about this obedience thing, and I started doing it, and I have to say, reluctantly at first, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to obey God in this area because this is where I've done it in this area. Let me obey him here now, you know, because this is where I need to obey God in every area of my life.
In every area. And
every area.
And that's the struggle, I believe, with a lot of Christians. We want to pick and choose the things that we obey God on. We want to pick and choose. And God is saying, if you will just obey me. A lot of us, we believe that God is trying to take something from us. And we're trying to hold on to that very thing that is actually no good for us.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And God is saying, if you will just obey me in this, this is where your blessing is. I can release to you now the blessings that you've been asking me for. Is that something that happened to you? Because I realize I see something that happened in your life. You have the Vigen Family Living Company with your husband, and you have recently transitioned into being, I believe, Vigen. I don't even know what that is, so maybe you can enlighten me and the audience on what being a Vigen is and how you came to be a Vigen and how that is impacting your life.
Okay, that's funny. When I met my husband, he had told me he had been a vegan for 14 years, and I said, okay, well, this ain't going to work.
And you were a meat lover, right?
A meat lover, you know. I didn't eat a lot of pork and beef and things like that, but I had to have meat, you know.
Yes.
And I said, well, okay. Maybe this is not. It was. There were a few factors that made me go, this is not the man for me, you know.
Uh-huh.
First factor being that I did meet my husband on the Internet.
Okay. Great things are happening
factor.
On the Internet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Awesome. And when we decided we were going to take the plunge and get married, we're going to do this beautiful thing, get married, I knew I was going to have to begin to change. But we had made an agreement that I could eat chicken and fish in the home. That was fine.
Okay.
And my husband was going through his own little funk at the time when we got married and his own little thing. And so when I came to Chicago, he was like, okay, no meat in the house. And it just kind of threw me off. And so I went to this rebellious state.
Okay. So you went and brought up the whole meat.
Yeah, I started going to get the smoked sausages and eating the pork chops. And, you know,
okay.
And I began to realize that it was a detriment. But the majority of my diet was still vegan because I had to cook it for my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me explain to you what a vegan is so people
understand. Please.
It tends to deter people. Basically, a vegan is a person who eats no animal products.
No milk, no cheese, no butter?
Right. No milk, no cheese, no butter, no none of that.
Mm.
However, God, in his infinite wisdom, his awesome intelligence, has given man enough common sense, although they may not credit God for it,
mm-hmm.
to create products that taste just like the stuff that you're used to eating that will clog your arteries and tear up. I mean, because the bottom line is, when you have allergies, the doctor will tell you
it's the milk.
Stop the dairy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you stop the dairy. When you have cholesterol, they tell you slow down on the meat.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, so you have to watch these kind of things. And
okay.
I don't advocate, you know, people to stop eating meat. I always tell people, if you want to eat meat, that's fine, but go for the organic free-range stuff that's fed right, you know, and some vegans don't eat honey. I had this argument with a lady. She told me I wasn't vegan because I ate honey. And I said, well, the honey doesn't come out of bees. They carry the nectar that makes the honey.
Okay.
It just, you know, some people are so right and left wing with things that it just kind of drives you crazy, you know. And,
so for the most part, Latara, so for the most part, a vegan doesn't eat any animal products, no meat, no cheese, no butter, any of that stuff that comes from the animal. Well,
no.
What do they eat? Do you just eat vegetables, or do you eat pasta?
Pasta because pasta doesn't have any dairy in other than egg noodles. Other than egg noodles.
What about lecithin? That's in everything, isn't that?
Yes, we eat that's fine as far because we eat the vegetable lecithin in our home. And,
okay.
We use like canola oils and coconut oils, and you'll find that a lot of vegans are very natural in their eating style.
Okay.
You learn how to
you
take
eat
things
a lot
like
of nuts and. A lot of nuts and a lot of vegetables. Do you find yourself eating more natural foods?
Yes, a lot more natural foods. And what I found is because I began to pray as I was going on my weight loss journey, because I share with everyone, I have 100 pounds now. I've lost about 30 pounds, so now I'm at 100 pounds.
Praise the Lord.
To lose. And I tell everybody, what I did was I started praying, Lord, whatever you don't want in my mouth, make it the most disgusting thing ever.
My God. So it started with a prayer.
Yes.
Take the taste out of my mouth. You know, we do that. I'm recovered from alcohol and drugs. And the Lord, we talk about the Lord taking the taste away.
Mm-hmm.
So is that something, would you say that overeating is another addictive behavior?
Oh, I know it is.
It is.
I know it is because I've struggled with my weight, you know, since I was a little girl, basically. But I didn't really start struggling until high school. And yes, it is an addiction because you're running from something again, and you're trying to cover it with food.
Yes.
Self-medicating
ourselves again.
Yeah, and that's another reason why I became a vegan, because I realized for my life, for me, and my walk with Christ, the best thing for me to do is to become a vegan because of my food addiction. It is an addiction for me. Chocolate is an addiction. So I
Lord, help me right now, Jesus. Help me right now, Jesus. Help me right now. This girl is on my toes right now in the name of Jesus.
You know, soda used to be an addiction. I used to love Pepsis. I would drink 2 or 3 Pepsis a day, you know. And when I left the sodas alone, in like 2 or 3 months, I dropped like 5 pounds just from leaving the sodas alone, you know.
My God.
And it got to a point to where if I wanted a dark soda, it would taste so nasty. I thought I was just pouring stretched sugar down my throat, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I knew it was important for me to become a vegan. And what I started doing without my husband's knowledge, Rebecca, is I began to study more about it.
Okay.
And read up on it and learn about the different products that were out there. There's an awesome butter out there for people who have high cholesterol,
mm-hmm.
can't do the butter and the dairy, and it's called Soy Garden, and then the other one is Earth Balance, and they taste just like butter. They melt like butter, taste like butter, wonderful products. And I had to really learn no trans fat, no cholesterol. I had to watch this type of stuff because I knew my addiction was food. It wasn't drugs.
Yes.
It wasn't alcohol.
Yes.
I had an aunt who was an alcoholic, so that deterred me. I could have been an alcoholic. I
mm-hmm.
had friends and cousins who were drug addicts. I saw what that did.
Yes.
I thought that food was okay.
Yes, right, because, you know, the Bible talks about gluttony being a sin, and it also talks about the spirit of the fruit of self-control, which we
mm-hmm.
ignore. And it also talks about being drunk, getting drunk
yes.
with food, getting
yes.
drunk with food. Can you believe
yes.
that?
Yes, yes. Hello, a pint of Haagen-Dazs. Yes, I can't believe
it. And you're in heaven, right? You're like, oh, that was so good. And then you're
you know,
sick
this,
and you have
right.
this crazy feeling.
It's just like what, you know, you said you've been on drugs and alcohol. There's this feeling of just this highness, like, oh, this is so good.
Yes.
And you forget everything for a while.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And it would be times when I would have a pack of cookies and a pint of Haagen-Dazs ice cream.
Yes,
know?
I know.
And
don't think twice, and then you think about it after, that's the hangover, the day
yeah.
after or maybe an hour later. Now
yeah.
you have a hangover, like, oh, why did I do that? There's
yeah.
remorse it's, later.
It's the same thing. It is the same
yeah.
exact thing, and we don't realize that, and we think it's okay to eat the food. You know, I used to say I just enjoy food. You know, I still enjoy food.
Yeah.
We have to learn how to eat to live, not live to
live
eat.
Live to eat. Praise the Lord. Are you eating? So you don't eat potato chips and cookies and candy. Are you off of that stuff totally? Has
well,
God
now,
answered
now,
your prayer?
I still have my chips, but
what kind of chips are you
eat,
having?
We try to eat the organic no trans fat type, and we
okay.
eat them very self. I eat more tortilla chips than anything else.
Tortilla, that's pretty good. That's better than potato chips.
Right. Yes. Because
okay.
normally there are a lot of brands with no trans fat, no cholesterol, and
okay.
normally if you see nothing with no cholesterol, it has no trans fat.
No cholesterol.
Normally anyway.
Okay.
As far as cookies go, every now and then we'll have cookies.
Okay.
My husband, we read the labels very well. Read your labels. Labels are important.
Okay.
You know, look for the fructose, the high corn syrup, fruit, anything.
We don't want
high
that.
Corn, leave it alone. You
don't we
don't
want that.
That.
Okay.
You don't want anything hydrogenated. You
partially
want,
hydrogenated, that's bad.
Yes, you don't want anything that is partially or even wholly hydrogenated. You don't want anything enriched. You know, you get a lot of these pastas, white pastas, and it says enriched.
Yes.
Well, all they've done is they bleached the pasta or they've made it, taken out the wholeness of it, the wholesomeness.
Wow, so it's really
put a little bit back in it.
Oh, they put a little, they take everything out and then they enrich it by trying. Wow,
you know,
we're in trouble.
Yeah, we are. We have to really be careful. We were talking about this just last night, some friends of ours, and we were talking about the importance of paying attention to your labels. I spend at least 30 minutes to an hour in a grocery store because,
wow.
Now, most of my shopping I do on the outer parameters. Because I will stay in the produce section for at least 20 minutes. That's where most of my food comes from, is the produce section.
And that's the challenge, because it's not easy to cook the vegetables that are in the produce section. It's easier to get a bag of frozen vegetables, throw them in the pot, put some smoked turkey
mm-hmm.
in there, and forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have the, say, string beans, you have to now snap them and all of that stuff and prep the food in order
mm-hmm.
to cook it. And what we have to realize is that we're worth it. our bodies are worth that.
Exactly, exactly. And let me say, frozen food is better than anything canned.
Okay, okay. Thank God for that.
Frozen vegetables, because sometimes I don't feel like cutting up the green beans.
Okay, okay, so frozen works.
Frozen works.
Okay.
It's fine to do frozen. I would do frozen over canned because the canned, all your nutrients are cooked out. Everything's gone,
okay,
you know?
No, I can't handle the canned. But, you know, what I'm really enlightened here, and I know that the listeners are too, is amazing because we've already been on the air for 30 minutes, and I have decided to go ahead and extend it for a few minutes if you have time, LaTara.
Okay.
Okay, because what I want to do is I want you to give us information on your company. I'm talking to LaTara Hamying, and she is the owner, actually. She's first and foremost, you can catch LaTara once a week over at Total Woman Talk Radio. And what is that website, LaTara?
It's www.totalwomantalkradio.com.
TotalWomanTalkRadio.com, and I listen to LaTara's show. She has a new program every Sunday, and it's amazing. She has a very simplified player, and all that you have to do is click the play button, and you can even listen to archived shows there. But LaTara is very real, and she keeps it real over there at Total Woman Talk Radio. LaTara also has a company, Vegan Family Living. I was over at your website. I don't know what you do, actually, if you're doing consulting or anything, what the business part is. But I know that there's a lot of educational material over there, LaTara. What is that website?
That's veganfamilyliving.com.
That's
V-E-G. Mm-hmm. V-E-G-A-N, familyliving.com.
Okay, so you want to check out LaTara's websites to get some information on what we're talking about. We're talking about the whole woman, total woman. So these two go together. The total woman, body, mind, and spirit. The Lord says, 3 John 2, beloved, I pray that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. And so many of us forget the good health part. We get sick. First and foremost, we overindulge on everything, eating, drinking. We don't get enough sleep. We get sick. And then we want to get in a prayer line to ask the Lord to heal us. But the Lord has not given us our bodies for us to destroy them. We're supposed to be good stewards of our bodies. And that's why I'm excited that LaTara is here with us, because as you have heard, she has gone and educated herself. She has studied because she was sick and tired of carrying the extra weight. I believe that was one of the foremost reasons, and she'll share with us if there were any other reasons. But she decided to make a change. LaTara, what was the determining factor for you that you decided that this is it? No more running, no more abusing myself with food. I'm going to make a change. What happened?
The determining, there were a few factors, but one determining one, I can remember one night, I was having some issues, and one was anxiety disorder, and I would get kind of tingly and numb. But my husband kept saying, I think it's more. And I was like, no, I think it's the anxiety. Well, one night I went to sleep, and I woke up, and both of my feet were totally numb. I could not feel them. That scared me because I knew instantly that was circulation.
Okay.
Circulation deals with your heart. if your heart stops working, you stop working.
Yes, and, that's true.
I saw a show. I watch Extreme Makeover Home Edition every Sunday. I am a fanatic.
Okay. So, I have friends that do that.
There was a show about a man who took over custody of his niece and nephew after their mother died. At 37, I was 37 at the time, she died of a heart attack. She weighed over 250 pounds.
Jesus. That was
that
a wake-up call.
That was a wake. She was the same age that I was. And that, I cried the whole show. Mm-hmm. I cried after the show. I cried the next day. Yeah. I could not stop thinking about that woman. And when I find myself getting deterred, I think about my feet. And that woman, I tell you, since I've made the change, my shoe size has gone back to its original shoe size that it was over 10 years ago.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
My feet are
praise
not swelling.
The
tingling is just about stopped because I also had to learn to incorporate more exercise. Something as simple as just dancing with my child, you know, or when I'm sitting at the computer, moving mm-hmm. my feet and putting my arms up in the air, doing something, you know.
Yes, just move.
Just move and getting more sunshine. People don't realize how important just 20 minutes a day of sun is. It is wonderful for your body.
Okay.
You know, and really just listening to God in what I need to eat and what I need to be doing. But that determining factor, seeing that woman and feeling my feet, and that night that I felt my feet, something kept saying, I laid there for an hour hearing God tell me, tell your husband to pray over you. And I was like, he don't need to pray over me. I'll pray for myself.
Yes. Yeah, you were in rebellion.
And I woke him up, and I said, honey, I need you to pray for me. And
wow.
He said, what's wrong? And so I told him, and he didn't say anything. He just put his hands on me, and he started praying. You know,
praise
a silent
God.
Prayer. He didn't even pray it out loud.
Praise God.
And I thank God for that because it changed everything. That prayer changed a lot of different things. And that was why. And I tell any woman, you know, women say, well, you can't lose weight. You can't. All things are possible with Christ.
Praise the Lord. All things. All things.
We have got to stop giving ourselves excuses as
yes.
to why we can't do something.
My God, my God. And that's what I want you to do right now, just before we go off of the air. I want you to speak to the audience. There are some women out there who think that the weight, the baby weight, the baby fat that they gain through those pregnancies is there to stay. There are some women that think they might as well settle with the weight on their bodies. Their mother was heavy and their mother's mother was heavy. So what words of encouragement do you have for women and men who are listening that don't think that they can do anything and they feel that they might as well stay overweight or depressed or they might as well settle for life as is?
The number one thing I would say to them is stop letting Satan whisper in your ear. Don't let him be a bully in your life because that's what he's doing. He's bullying you into
yes.
thinking you can't do it.
Yes.
Start believing the word of God and stop resting in that fear. We rest in fear. Have courage, because the courage is facing your fears.
Yeah.
Move forward in it and know that you can do it. You don't have to be a size 2 or a size 4. I will never be a size 2, okay?
Amen.
Never.
I mean, you don't want to, right? Amen.
You know, I praise God that I might get down to a size 12 or a 14. And look to people. Get a good support system. That is so important. It doesn't necessarily, for a while, I couldn't have my husband be my support system because his motives for wanting me to lose weight was more than just my health, and it kind of bothered me and hurt my feelings, you
yeah.
know. And so I had to tell him, I don't need your support because your support, it's going to deter me.
Mm-hmm.
Find people, and they don't have to be skinny minis, you know, but people who are on a road to being complete, total, who really love the Lord, and they really want your best, but they're going to hold you accountable
yeah.
to what you're doing. They will not just hold your hand all the way through this and rub it when you make mistakes, because when you make the mistake, realize that you're making it, you know, and if you're at fault for something, then say, you know what, I had no business eating that piece of cake. And
Amen.
Be honest. That's another thing. Be honest, you know.
So every day is a new day?
Every day is a new day, and that's what you have to realize. I'm not perfect in my eating journey, but I began to realize coming here to L.A., it was some things I wanted that I hadn't had in years, you know?
Yes, yes.
And I had to go to the grocery store and just buy a whole bunch of stuff so that I wouldn't be tempted.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
You know,
so don't
God,
leave room.
That's right. God makes a way of escape.
Amen.
From every temptation, and we have to believe that. And that's the main thing, believe. Eating, not exercising, sitting around, being lazy, all that stuff, It is temptation. It is temptation, and when you fall to it, you will end up dead. That, let me just put it that way. You end up dead. Death is not what you want.
No.
We shorten our lives by what we put in our bodies, not just physically, but what we put in mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Pay attention to all that stuff. And let me encourage those of you who are looking for some type of health changes or whatever, get in contact with me at latara@veganfamilyliving.com. You don't have to want to be a vegan, but
you
want to change your lifestyle. And that is something that my husband and I work on. My husband is a certified hygienic cook, and he is also a certified medical missionary.
Okay.
And we have questionnaires and things like that that we'll give you and work with you on creating a meal that will work for you. Now, if you want to transition, you know, that's fine. But what we'll try to do is just help you to be as healthy as you can be, because that's, I tell you what, we're in a resting phase as Christians right now. I'm noticing God wants us to rest and get ourselves together, because there's a fight coming.
Jesus.
And we have to get ready for it.
Yes. And we have
we cannot be sitting around lazy, and I'm going to say it, and fat, and out of shape, you know. Even thin people can be out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot be effective for the Lord and what is coming. If you look at the times and you look at everything that's going on, it's all written in Scripture. And Jesus is on his way, and there's a fight coming, and we have to be ready.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Wow. Thank you for those words of encouragement. And again, go over to Latara's website, veganfamilyliving.com, veganfamilyliving.com, and she has recipes and everything over there. Email her and her husband so that they can help you on the journey to becoming all that God has created you to be. Latara, thank you so much for being my guest on today.
Thank
you, blessed.
Rebecca, for having me.
I'm blessed.
It was a blessing. It was a blessing. I always enjoy time with you, Rebecca. You know that. Praise God.
And you have to come back. You have to come back and talk to us about cooking, vegan family living, and how to cook and how to resist temptation and continue to stay in prayer. I want to have you back. I'm going to have a total health week. And
good.
I just pray that you have it in your schedule to be on that week.
Oh, I will make time.
Okay, praise God. Latara, thanks again. Thanks again for being our guest. And you, listener, remember that God loves you so much that he has brought people out this week to talk about you being the very best that you can be, so that you can do all that God has called you to do, and so that you can enjoy the benefits of all that God has called for you to have. Life is good as a Christian, and we have to be fit in order to be able to walk into that abundant life that the Lord has ordained for us. So you remember to check out Latara at her website, veganfamilyliving.com. Go over to TotalWomanTalkRadio.com and listen to some more of her wisdom. And remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. Also, remember my sister, remember my brother, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.